I'm Michael Toscano. It is the cleanup before the cold in the southeast, where weekend storms and flooding claimed at least 10 lives. Captain Scott Powell is with Atlanta's Fire Rescue Department on scene where a large tree uprooted and hit a home, killing one person.
It was an extremely large tree that came down and it caught the corner of the structure. And because of the large weight and size of the tree, it made it an extended operation.
CBS's Skylar Henry says severely cold weather is now flowing in.
The concerns here in Atlanta are shifting from wind to bitter cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens and in some cases the single digits, leaving new concerns about icy roads and burst pipes.
President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force continues to take aim at the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The agency delivers critically needed humanitarian aid overseas. President Trump has made unproven claims of fraud and wants to shut it down. But can he do that? Republican Andrew Natsios, a former USAID administrator, tells CBS's 60 Minutes no.
AID is a statutory agency. The Foreign Assistance Act, I believe, is 300 or 400 pages long. You can't rescind that without an act of the Congress, and the Congress has not acted.
USAID spending in 2023 was less than 1% of the federal budget. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has left Israel for Saudi Arabia before heading to the United Arab Emirates for talks on Gaza, and he may meet with Russian diplomats there on ending the war in Ukraine. Rubio discussed that on CBS's Face the Nation.
The next few weeks and days will determine whether it's serious or not. Ultimately, one phone call does not make peace. One phone call does not solve a war as complex as this one. But I can tell you that Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that could potentially begin that process.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky has already arrived in the United Arab Emirates. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford tells us President Trump's efforts to stop congressionally approved spending or divert the funds to other purposes seems heading to the nation's highest court.
They spent months on these executive orders, and they targeted unpopular political programs or issues, and they also targeted areas of the law that they thought the Supreme Court may be about to head towards. And so there are a number of these cases they've teed up specifically for a Supreme Court fight.
DeepSeek, the Chinese artificial intelligence startup, has temporarily paused downloads of its chatbot apps in South Korea while officials there review how it handles user data. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Taxes was feeling so stuck.
Oh.
Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Elephant seals are back at a California beach, and CBS's Mac Darrow checks out the scene.
Elephant seals have once again established a colony at Drake's Beach to give birth and to mate. It's one of those neat things about nature that people naturally are curious to see.
Okay.
Always checking on his ladies.
I just can't imagine even trying to move like that.
Like Pat and Sia Donahue.
Always like that calling for you for a date.
Yeah. I might have to think twice.
And to marine ecologist Sarah Cotty, she is witnessing and documenting a conservation success story.
So far, the numbers at this time of the year are higher than they were in previous years. The last 2 years, we had some really big storms during the winter season, and we ended up having a lot of pup mortality from that.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows drop down to zero. Wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high near 10 above. Down to 5 below tomorrow night. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and a high of 10 Tuesday. Currently, it's 4.
Got to have all. From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I owned the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Traveling man. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
WRJN.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The motive remains unclear after five people are arrested and charged with murder in the horrific torture and death of a transgender man in Western New York. CBS's Chanel Call.
A missing persons investigation turned gruesome murder case has stunned New York authorities.
This is by far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
Police say 24-year-old Sam Nordquist's body was found in a field in northern New York last Thursday, 4 days after his family requested a welfare check. Nordquist's mother says she was concerned.
The last time I talked to Sam was January 1st.
Investigators say the suspects and victim knew each other and the suspects identified as LGBTQ+. Nine people died in Kentucky, one in Georgia, after heavy rain and winds caused flooding and downed trees in the southeast. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
It's not just the significant amount of rain and all that flooding. We know there were several tornadoes reported in states including Mississippi, Alabama, and of course, in the northern tier, places like Detroit saw an incredible amount of snowfall. So you are really getting a lot of people impacted by some sort of significant weather event just in this weekend alone.
A polar vortex is gripping the Rockies and northern plains and spreading. Thousands of probation